Welcome, everyone, to the Recruiting Limo, brought to you by Arden's Burger and Grill in Central South Carolina. Make sure to go by and let Donnie and Angie know that the fanboy sent you. Also, ask about the double-dipped wings and the mac and cheese chili dog. Call or stop by today at 864-639-5368 or 1280 18 Mile Road, Central South Carolina, in the Walmart parking lot beside Dollar Tree. Okay, now on to tonight's special guest. He is a 5'11", 160-pound quarterback in the nickel package, 2024 class from Lee County High School with a 3.0 GPA. Let's welcome Corey McDowell. How are we doing, Corey?
Doing pretty good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. First off, thanks for joining us here on the show, Corey. Tell us a few things about yourself.
Corey McDowell, like you said previously, I play the nickel position. I'm a real passionate football player, and before football, I want to say I'm a student athlete. You know, I love to get it done in the classroom.
Amen. Well, as a recruit, what is a few things that you've enjoyed about the recruiting process and a few things that you haven't enjoyed?
Really just, you know, having different coaches come in and critique my film, you know, good and bad, but I understand that it's a learning process for me, you know.
Yeah.
I learned a lot of things from it, negative and, well, mostly positive.
Well, that's good. What are you looking for in a dream school that you want to go to?
My parents, you know, they mostly take pride in, first and foremost, you know, you got to get it done in the classroom. So,
correct.
For a school that has a good acceptance rate and a good that does pretty good in the classroom, you know, and most importantly, a place that feels like home, you know. I don't want to go into a school that feels like I don't belong there, you know. I want to feel comfortable there.
I can completely agree with you on that one. What are you looking for? What other hobbies do you have?
I wouldn't say I have any other hobbies. You know, I just mainly focus on either getting it done in the classroom or being out there on the field, you know.
Yeah, I can understand that. Do you do any, like, track or basketball or anything like that?
I run track.
Oh, okay. So that definitely helps you with the speed then.
Yes, sir.
All right. And what traits do you look for in an ideal coach that you want to go play for?
I would like to say a coach that, you know, sees my potential and helps me reach it, you know. A coach that knows what I'm worth and helps everybody else see that. And most importantly, a coach who runs that nickel package for me, or at least has some type of packages or plays that work with it, you know. I take pride in the nickel position, you know, because it can help out a defense a lot. So schools that run that, you know, that could really help me out tremendously.
Yeah, I can understand that. What heroes or role model do you have in your life that have impacted your recruitment or your career so far?
I have to start off with my brother, you know.
Yeah.
The infamous Juju McDowell, as many people know him. My brother, you know, he works hard. He still does. But when I seen him, all he did was work and work. You know, he didn't let his size affect him. So I really see that in him, and I look up to him in that.
Okay. Do you have a player that you see now in the pros or the college or even on your own team that you try to model your game style around when you play?
You know, the nickelback position is starting to become more popular, you know, more famous. I would like to start off with the person who started it off, Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he really opened the gateway for many other nickelbacks, or really just starting off the position. And I have to say, I look at different people like in the NFL, like Mike Hilton or Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, you know, those people who also take pride in that nickelback position.
I can completely – I agree with you on that. Tyrann Mathieu, you know, I've enjoyed watching him play the game the way he does it. So definitely. Is there anything you'd like to tell other student-athletes that may be going through the recruitment process to either help them out and, you know, encourage them?
first off, you got to get it done in the classroom, you know. No college coach will come point blank, period, if you don't have the grades. And I would say just be patient, you know. The recruiting process is long and hard, you know, but you just got to trust the process and trust that whatever you put out there on film, that coaches will like it.
Well, Corey, I do appreciate your time today. Thank you for coming on the Recruiting Limo. We wish you the best of luck, and definitely keep in touch with us and let us know anything that we can do to help you. It's been an honor talking to you today, and definitely appreciate you coming on the Recruiting Limo.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right, Corey. Thank you, and have a nice night. And this has been the Recruiting Limo with Corey McDowell. Thank you for joining us.